Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the fifth week of Easter, and for your preaching today you have me, your host, Father Scott Stein-Kirschner, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, with a preaching I'm calling The Yoke That Is Light. Our reading is from the book of Acts, and it's just a wee bit of setup because Barnabas and Paul have come up to Jerusalem to discuss the matter of circumcision and making pagans and Gentiles follow the Mosaic law. Well, it was a big discussion, as we all know, and we all know how it turned out. But right now, we are in the midst of that discussion. So I'll read you the first part of the reading from the book of Acts. After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "My brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you that I should be the one through whom the Gentiles would hear the message of the good news and become believers. And God, who knows the human heart, testified to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And in cleansing their hearts by faith, he has made no distinction between them and us. Now, therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing on the neck of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as they will." Well, this silenced the crowd, and I'll stop the reading there because this is the part I think that's so important to see. You see, Peter is referring back years ago to the Spirit being given to Cornelius the centurion, a Roman soldier, and Peter didn't want to go talk to him because the man is unclean and uncircumcised. But God said, "No, go. Don't call unclean what I've called unclean, and it's all clean." So Peter went to Cornelius's home and saw that the Holy Spirit had been already given to them, and he told them to be baptized, and he ate with them, and then he went back to his brothers, who chastised him for eating with the uncircumcised and the unclean, and how dare he. But there was no talk back then about saying, "Well, so Roman soldier, you need to be circumcised now because, you know, if you're going to be baptized, you got to take on..." No. They were at the beginning, and it was so exciting to see the Spirit given to pagans, and Peter got to be a part of that. And he's remembering that now, years later, when they're trying to put more burdens on people, saying maybe we should... Jesus was a Jew, and so shouldn't the whole Jewish law? Was God just fooling with us for all those centuries? Don't we need to keep to the law? And Peter saying, "No, remember when this was all new, and there was no talk about that with Cornelius. And so why are we putting that on him now? Because even we can't bear the weight of the law. No one can live up to the law. So why would we put that yoke on people's shoulders?" Now, is the law a burden impossible to bear? It seems to be for Peter. Paul says the same thing. So when Jesus says, "Well, take on my yoke, for my yoke is easy, my burden light," what yoke is that? 'Tis not the Mosaic Law. It is simply what Peter is talking about here. How will we be saved? Faith in Jesus. The yoke is simply to believe that God so loved the world that he gave his son that we might be saved, and that everyone who believes in him would be saved. The yoke is to trust, to have faith in the love of God and the work of Jesus Christ to bring that love to the whole world. That yoke is easy. That yoke is light. So when we're working with ourselves and with other people, do we say, well, you know, a good Catholic has to, what, go to church every Sunday and give money to the parish and has to vote for these politicians and on and on and on? No. That's the yoke. That's the accretion of centuries. But it's not the burden that is light. We just need to tell ourselves and other people, trust in the love of God shown through Jesus Christ. Trust that. And that will save us all. That is the only yoke we need to put on one another.